With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Equine herpes virus was discovered in a horse in Idaho, and it's brought some big concerns for horse owners whose horses may have been exposed to it. The horse traveled from Arizona to Idaho in February and then was transported to the Salty Dash Fertility in South Jordan, Utah in March. The horse tested positive for the non-neuropathogenic strain of EHV-1, but still presented the neurological symptoms. The Idaho State Department of Agriculture veterinarian Dr. Scott Lively says it's a wake-up call for horse owners all over the West.
We want to emphasize, and this is extremely important, good biosecurity when you travel with your horses. Any type of show or exhibition, it's a potential risk. You're coming in contact with other horses, other populations of unfamiliar animals, and you don't know where they've been or who or what they've come in contact with. So if it's imperative that you need to travel with your horse, you have to practice good biosecurity. And that would include washing your hands, limiting traffic in and out of the horse's stall. I recommend that you temp your horses twice a day while you're on the road. And as soon as you see a horse spike a fever, get it out of there. You need to remove the horse from the general population, isolate it, and determine if it's something to be worried about. It may just be a fever that's unrelated to a viral infection, but you can't afford to take that chance.
He also says anyone suspecting or confirming a case should report it immediately. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.